will be in adhesion with him. Go ahead.
Zohar for all, excerpt number one. The world was created only in bestowal, to engage in Torah and good deeds, in order to bestow contentment to one's maker and not for one's own pleasure. It is written, all the works of the Creator are for Him, so that people would bestow contentment upon Him. But in the beginning, it is written, a man is born a wild ass colt, whose sole interest is his own delight, and who has none of the desire to bestow. He argues, all the works of the Creator are for me, for my own delight, since he wishes to devour the entire world for his own good and benefit. Hence the Creator has imprinted bitter and harsh afflictions and self-reception, instilled in man from the moment of his birth, bodily pains and pains of the soul, so that if he engages in Torah and mitzvot even for his own pleasure, through the light in it, he will feel the lowliness and the terrible corruptness and the nature of receiving for oneself. At that time, he will resolve to retire from that nature of reception and completely devote himself to working only in order to bestow contentment upon his Maker. As it is written, all the works of the Creator are for him. Then the Creator will open his eyes to see before.
Let's go to the next excerpt.
Excerpt number 2, Baal HaSulam, speech for the completion of the Zohar. This is because the Creator does not think of himself, whether he exists or whether he watches over his creations and other such doubts. Similarly, one who wishes to achieve equivalence of form must not think of these things as well, when it is clear to him that the Creator does not think of them, since there is no greater disparity of form than that. Hence, anyone who thinks of such matters is certainly separated from him and will never achieve equivalence of form. This is what our sages said. Let all your actions be for the sake of the Creator. That is, dvikut with the Creator. Do not do anything that does not yield this goal of dvikut. This means that all your actions will be to bestow and to benefit your fellow person. At that time, you will achieve equivalence of form with the Creator. As all his actions are to bestow and to benefit others, so you, all your actions will be only to bestow and to benefit others. This is the complete dvikut.
Confusing us. Let's read further.
Excerpt number 3, Shamati number 12. The essence of man's work should be how to come to feel taste in bestowing contentment to one's maker. Since all that one does for oneself removes him from the Creator due to the disparity of form. Conversely, if one acts in order to benefit the Creator, even if it is the smallest act, it is still considered a mitzvah. Therefore, one's primary exertion should be to acquire the strength to feel taste in bestowing, which is through lessening the force that feels taste in self-reception. Then, only slowly acquires the taste in bestowing. Then, one slowly acquires the taste in bestowing.
Maybe read more.
Excerpt number 4. Rabash, confidence. Those who want to enter the path of truth to achieve dvikut must accustom themselves to make every thought, word, and action have the aim to bring contentment to the Creator through the mitzvot that they do and the Torah in which they engage. They must not consider what they can receive from the Creator for wanting to please Him. That is, they must not think, what will the Creator give me? Meaning that they can extract from the Creator's authority into their own. This would cause them to create two authorities, an authority of the Creator and an authority of the creatures, which is the opposite of Dvikut.
Let's read further.
We are reading excerpt number 5. Excerpt number 5 from Shamati 38. One should always remember the reason that obligates one to engage in Torah and Mitzvot. This is what our sages meant by that your holiness will be for my name. It means that I will be your cause, meaning that your entire work is in wanting to delight me, meaning that all your deeds will be in order to bestow. Our sages said, everything there is in keeping, there is in remembering. This means that all those who engage in keeping Torah and Mitzvot with the aim to achieve remembering, by way of, when I remember Him, He will not suffer me to sleep, it follows that the keeping is primarily in order to be rewarded remembering. Thus, one's desire to remember the Creator, that the Creator is the cause for keeping Torah and Mitzvot. This is so because it follows that the reason and the cause to keep Torah and Mitzvot is the Creator, as without it, one cannot cleave to the Creator, since He and I cannot dwell in the same abode, due to the disparity of form.